106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, the town of Canmore, taking a look at their updated municipal development plan. It's a long process, but they definitely want to get it right. And one of those, according to an article in this week's Outlook, has to do with how it's actually being presented to the community and some of the language they're using in the document itself.
A motion by Mayor John Borrowman has directed administration to go back and take a fresh pair of eyes and edit this document for its tone. This is a plan that guides how our community will develop. Now, if you're of the opinion that nothing should be developed ever again, you're on the outside of this debate. If you think that this is a plan to cater just to developers, you're also misinterpreting it. But when the draft document came out, there was language in there that really got people's backs up and got them a little concerned about their neighborhoods and change. It was a little balls out and saying, we're good as a community, we need to change, we need to address issues, and this might not always be something that's appreciated by neighborhoods.
Was that phrase in the document, balls out?
Maybe that's
something they should edit in.
We look at debates occurring in the Peaks of Grassy and the Larch area and the old daycare lands. People, they love their neighborhoods, but they don't want it to ever change.
Right.
The tone of the MDP as presented in draft form basically said, that's not a very helpful point of view, and too bad, it's going to happen.
Well, changing the words in a few sentences in a large document like this will actually make a difference to people who are opposed.
To be honest with you, Rob, there's some people who are just opposed to it no matter what it's going to say. Just because the MDP talks about change in established neighborhoods doesn't mean a high density apartment building's going in across the street from your single family home. Every decision when it comes to these kinds of things in the future goes through council. And that's one thing I think a lot of people new to this type of thing need to understand, that this is a process. If you look back in our history of development, we had unchecked development. It was the Wild West. They were going into the ground with things before even selling a unit. The real estate market was so hot.
Yeah.
Then, boom, 2008 hit. And we have been seeing the effects of that ever since. We had a glut of real estate in speculative ownership that went to the rental market. The real estate market came back. All of a sudden, those homes went up for sale. And boom, 0% vacancy. And rents are going up. All these things are interwoven into each other. And the municipal development plan is one way from a high level we can look over the entire situation and try and direct the future in a way that uses development to address the needs that we have. Land use is one way of addressing affordable housing. And given the situation we're in, there's no way that council cannot have this type of future looking section in the MDP. Our last MDP was in 1998. How many of us here were actually here in 1998? Because I was 18 years old. And let me tell you, it was a different community and I was looking at a different future. We're in 2015 going into 2016. We have what we have now. We can't hold on to the past like it is a roadmap that should never have been changed. We need to make a new map starting now, moving into the future. And that's what the MDP does.